This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. China says it will lift tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods in yet another sign of easing tensions between the two countries ahead of trade talks scheduled for next month. The announcement is the latest in a series of recent conciliatory gestures the world's two largest economies have taken to curb their ongoing trade war. U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion of Chinese goods. Representatives of the Taliban are in Moscow, this just days after President Trump says that talks are dead. Julie Walker reports.
A Taliban official says the group's negotiating team is now in Russia, just days after President Trump declared a deal he had been making was dead. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, did not say who the Taliban would be meeting in Moscow. The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
London's Heathrow Airport remained open Friday, this despite plans by the climate change activist group Heathrow Pause. They plan to disrupt flights by flying drones close to the busy airport. The point was to push the government to move more aggressively to cut carbon emissions, but the Reuters news agency reported on Friday that the effort was stymied when the drones didn't fly and operations at the airport carried on normally. Heathrow Pause said the airport was using signal jamming to disable their drones. Two men were arrested on Friday. That follows the arrests of five on Thursday. This is VOA. At least one person is dead after a fire broke out at a Rio de Janeiro hospital late Thursday. The fire at Badim Hospital forced staff to rescue patients and temporarily settle some on sheets and mattresses in the street while firefighters fought the blaze. According to initial reports, the fire started at a building near the hospital and then spread. The dust has settled after Thursday night's Democratic candidates' debate in Houston, Texas on Thursday night. Julie Pace is Washington bureau chief for the Associated Press. She had this to say after the 10 candidates who participated.
What this debate really made clear is that there is a clear trio of candidates at the top of the field: Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. And that was clear from the opening minutes of the debate when those candidates got into a substantive and contentious conversation about health care, with Warren and Sanders representing the liberal position and Joe Biden representing the more moderate wing of the Democratic Party, who wants to build on Obamacare, who wants to continue on largely with that model instead of blowing the whole thing up and starting over again.
The Democratic Party presidential nominating contests start in February with almost weekly elections and caucuses designed to winnow the crowded field, leading to the selection of an eventual nominee by next summer to face Donald Trump in the November 3, 2020 election. Thousands of mourners are filing into a Harare stadium on Friday to pay their respects to former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who died last week at the age of 95. The leader's family says his funeral will be held in accordance with the government's wishes in Harare's Heroes Acres Cemetery. Anita Powell reports from Harare.
Robert Mugabe's body is laying in state for 2 days at this Harare stadium ahead of his Saturday memorial service and Sunday burial. The first president of independent Zimbabwe died last week, 2 years after he was pushed out of power by his deputy, who had the support of the military. Some mourners, like 51-year-old war veteran and farmer Victoria Muwana, say they came to show gratitude.
I benefited a house in Nyanga and also a land when I was working before. I once worked as a policewoman, so I managed to benefit since I was in the housing committee and land. I worked very hard with him.
Others came to seek closure, like unemployed mourner Maxwell board member Bonga.
We are bereaved, we are mourning, we are crying, and we don't know where we are going.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Authorities in southeastern Spain say flooding caused by continued heavy rains in the region claimed another victim on Friday, bringing the weather-related death toll to 3. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News. O-A-V-O-A.